Call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for April 7, 2021 at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wonderful pledge to the republic. Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, Byers, and Lytle. Up first, the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held March 24th, 2021. Approve all claims through April 7th, 2021 in the amount of $507,809.25. Accept claim number 21040063 to Hard Rock Quarries LLC in the amount of $11,665.53 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Receive and place on file the Odell Fire and Rescue 2020 Annual Report. And approve reappointment of Donald Junker, 2105 Jefferson Street, Beatrice, Nebraska, 683104, for another term on the Gage County Veterans Service Committee to end July 2026. I would ask for a motion to approve if there's nothing to pull off.
I would move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 21040063 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $11,665.53. This brings the total amount of claims approved through April 7, 2021 to $519,474.78. This is one of my companies.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please
vote. Price is pretty high, but.
Please vote. 6 in favor with Teeman abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Anyone may comment? I'll take this time to just briefly say we're going to be sending a letter from the board to Senator Dorn's office to the legislature just in approval of in support of LB 103. That is, of course, the bill that would, in its current state, give $5 million each year for 2 years to help pay a federal judgment in any county, in our case, the Beatrice 6. We'll be drafting something up that says we support this. And if you have any questions, please get a hold of the board. We'll get contact information on that letter for the clerk's office, and then any questions that come in can be distributed to all of us, unless anyone has any objection with that. Up next, committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Dave.
Morning,
my
Dave.
Boss.
Good morning.
It's my boss.
I did not come in on Monday. We don't have any bids on some things yet, so I just kind of skipped it, but I will give you an update on just things that are going on at this time. We had a safety committee meeting, and Sheriff brought up we have a downspout on the east side of the detention center that the water flow actually comes to the south, and we've tried to convert it to go north, and I don't have enough space underneath that downspout. It's an interior inside the wall downspout. So my recommendation was to just, we might need to just knock a hole in that wall on the east side and just take that downspout elbow and go up higher and get it to go to the north. So that seemed like the easier solution. I thought maybe getting a sump pump in there to pump it north, but I think that just raising it up and shooting it to the north would work. I had Sean Van Langham was here on Monday. He took the lights off the trees, and while I had him here, I showed him we have this lean-to building on the north side of the courthouse that's in very bad shape anymore, and it's not being used. Originally, it was probably the coal chute that came into the building, and when I first started here, we actually just put our trash in there for the garbage, and then we got a dumpster, so it's pretty much just been sealed up forever, and it's getting in such bad shape. So, hey, look, there's two penetrations in that limestone that are one is for the doors is a 10-by-6-foot opening, and the other is a 4-by-5-foot opening, and there's a big header that goes across the top of that. Well, he's going to give us a bid to see to block it up, and then I think we need to make a decision on whether we would go like with a ephes stucco texture on it or possibly a limestone veneer on that side.
Do you need access, or do you want access into that area from the outside for any reason?
I cannot think of anything. It came in real handy when we had the renovation. That's where the boiler went out, that side. But now I really can't see any reason we would need that opening on that side.
Do you want to get some numbers for us maybe on what limestone veneer would be? I thought ephes first because we could kind of color match that and make it not stand out. I looked at that roof with that building with Dave Monday. I would say it's less than optimal.
Yes.
You can't tell from the outside, but there's literally holes in the roof.
This ice and snow fall down on it.
But if we get that cleaned up, Dave's asked about it several times, just cleaning that area up.
And I would like, if we could go with limestone veneer, that's going to be a kind of a permanent fix on that side. It would be nice to have it matching, you know, with the rest of the building, because those are pretty good sized openings for that. So we can start checking on that. We're getting bids at the extension office for carpet. I talked to Nicole, and so we'll see what those come in at. She did make some recommendations as far as their front entrance. They have a glass partition right when you walk in on the east side. You actually have to walk in and then make a little turn to the south. She would actually like to have that partition taken out of there, so it'd be a lot easier for people to be able to walk right in. If anybody has any disabilities, it's hard for them to come in to that door. The other door to the north is handicapped accessible. This one is not going into the extension office, so maybe we could make some minor changes to that to make accessibility easier.
And I can't remember, if you go in the door that is handicapped accessible, you can go around and come into the main office, though, can't you?
You can, yeah. But there's actually, if they are in a wheelchair, there's actually a water fountain in that hallway that would obstruct somebody from being able to get in there.
Yeah,
so there'd be some things like that if we could. We talked about maybe moving that water fountain also, and even in the bathrooms, we can make some changes to make it more accessible in there.
That'd be good. You can ask Nicole if she can get the university to pay for that.
I will do that. I asked Control Services to come down. They're coming down on Friday. We have a little issue with our geothermal. We have two water pumps that are variable speed pumps, and here for a while. The control quit working, so it's just one pump running, which is no problem, but it's supposed to be where they are on a 24-hour schedule and they go back and forth. So they're coming down for that. Joe Blackburn was setting up the WebEx for county court. That all went good except for the sound system. Whenever they talk through our sound system on the other end, it echoes and repeats itself. So he sent a man down that, I don't know his last name, his first name's Val. He works for Mike Flood, that was a sound engineer. So he came down to take a look at it to possibly give some solutions on that. And last thing is, I've been slow about it, but I still need to get an exact figure information for bids for the sidewalk over at the bus stop. I've changed my mind on several things and stuff, so I need to get that nailed down, that and the handicapped ramp. I'd like to have that taken out and have that bid for new concrete in there too. So the gust stop, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Have you noticed that term gust stop sounds very similar to Gestapo? Oh. Just noticed that.
So that's what I had. So hopefully I'll start getting some bids coming in, and I can give you some more information later. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Steve. Equalization.
Nothing.
Finance and insurance.
Large ticket items. City of Wymore, quarterly EMS services, $10,000. Lancaster County General Assistance reimbursement, $16,620.28. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $19,866.13. Hard Rock Quarries, Rock, $11,665.53. Interstate Power Systems Incorporated, parts and labor, $73,581.50. This is for repair work on a patrol, and I want to emphasize a caterpillar patrol. This is something that we've had trouble with, and basically, in my estimation, Caterpillar walked away from it. So, everybody remember that. All right.
What brand?
Caterpillar!
Law enforcement, emergency management. Lisa isn't with us today. She's over working at the immunization. She's not working at. She's assisting with logistics at the immunization clinic.
She's grandma again.
And she's grandma again? We got a 911 update from Carla, the director, on Monday. I also got a text from Tobias. The city signed the 911 agreement and the current MOU that we sent over to them. Are you waiting on Tobias for the...
No. Basically, just working...
Working through all the logistics city. In the city, trying to get the MOU for all the rural fire and rescues. Yeah. Any update on that, or just that'll just take some time to get all those done, I'm sure. Yeah. City's fine with that, though. I guess if there's nothing from the sheriff. Veteran service update.
Scott Bates, County Veterans Service Office.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Welcome.
We had a service committee meeting on the 25th of March. We welcomed Dan Paul. He's a new member. And, of course, we voted for Don Junker. He ran unopposed. Nobody else wanted to send any other names in. He was the only name we got. So. The NVA, the Nebraska Veteran Aid, since August of last year, of 2020, they've approved $11,462.33, and we have $3,000 pending. The County Veteran Aid, we have, since August of 2020, we've spent $432.54, and we got $50 pending on that one. Homestead letters, we've requested 84 out of our office for Gage County, and there was 14 other that did it on their own through Social Security or e-benefits or whatever. So that's 98's the total on the Homestead Act. We're working on Memorial Day event. That looks like that's going to happen. Looks like a lot of people are going to be able to come out. The band and stuff's going to be able to do their thing again. And the COVID thing's kind of slowing down a little bit, so hopefully that'll be a go. It looks like it is right now. The Lincoln Vet Center will be here April 22nd from noon to 5 at the Vets Club. It's open to any veterans that want to come in, and hopefully we bring some that want to come in and that don't come to our office, and maybe they'll see this advertised and they'll come out, and then we can start helping them with whatever they need. And they're going to, then from 5 to 7, they're going to do a suicide training for the people that are involved in Buddy Check. It's a new organization kind of that it's been going through town. I've been working with them a lot. It's they meet on the 22nd every month, and it's trying to prevent veterans from harming themselves. So
I think that's extremely important. I think that program really, really needs to be.
Yeah, it was. They kind of started it like in November, and it's kind of just it kind of drug its feet the first couple months, and then I kind of butted my way into it a little bit and started pushing things. And
good for you. It's a real issue all the way through our county and the state.
Yep.
And we need to do that.
Yeah, that's a lot of communities are starting this or have started it, so it's. I think it's a good program.
Yes.
And, Norbert White, he's going to be recognized May 5th for, veteran honor. So that'll... I'll be sending over some stuff for that.
Good.
Great.
But pending any questions, that's all I got.
We talked a little bit Monday. I'll swing over by your office and visit with you here sometime. Hopefully today I keep on meaning to come over and I keep on not doing it. So
okay.
We'll visit some too. I think that Buddy Check program you guys are doing, the program, I think it's a really good program too, like
yeah.
The senator said. That's a really rough time for people at times, and just having someone looking in or someone looking for the signs, that's really important.
Yeah. Okay.
Any questions for Scott? I want to tell you thank you very much for coming to give an update for us. We've wanted this for so long, and it's great to have some have an update on what's going on. There's so many important things, and if we don't hear about it, a lot of times
right.
We don't know. So thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, Gary and I talked about that after the last meeting, the committee meeting that we had over there, and we kind of agreed maybe I should do this every after we have our quarterly meeting, if that's works.
That'd be
out.
Great.
That'd be good. That'd all be right. Really great.
Yeah, that'd be really good. Okay. Thank you much.
Yep, thank you guys.
Did a good job on your first report, too.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Yep, thank you.
Human Resources, Employee Relations. I should have done that on finance and insurance. We talked about, is that on the, that's not on the agenda. Do we need anything on the agenda for insurance or for switching? We're going to do that?
We will eventually.
Okay.
It won't be right now.
I'll put it under human resource just as an update for potential change in retirement. We talked about changing from one program that only has a few people on it to a different auxiliary insurance, auxiliary investment retirement program. It'd be no cost to the county, really, as far as the retirement. It would give people the ability to put more money in if they choose to, but that'll be coming up later as we get more information. Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
Monday, Galen had our county engineer here, Mark Minnelli. Discussions with him, his recommendations for overlays we're looking at doing, and Galen will have more coming up on that. Apple Road was looked at. I think Galen and Mark went up there and looked at that, so Galen will probably give us a report on that also. That's it. Everything else is coming up.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Juergens. Anything else for Road and Bridge? It's a short agenda.
Mm-hmm. Don't jinx that.
Yeah, no kidding. Up next, discuss and approve or disapprove adding an additional half-mile overlay onto Pavers contract extension of the contract extension. That was voted on December 30th, 2020. on Juniper to Hickory, past the curve going east, which would add an additional mile. Also for milling and overlaying on Pickerel West for 3 miles beginning at Highway 77 for a total of approximately 4.5 miles. The 4.5 miles would be the extension to the extension. So this would be approving an additional extension to the original extension of the contract extension. I think that's right. I believe that's right.
So can you get an extension to the extension to the extension?
If this extension passes, we could extend the extension to the extension to the extension of the contract extension.
And a few more extensions, check with the attorney first.
But we don't have any more money to do that, so no, this one will be it. If this goes, that's it. Mr. Jervis.
I had spoke to Galen earlier concerning this, and he gave me some figures that were there. So I would like to have maybe Galen run through everything that he found out with Mark concerning cost and everything.
Okay, I'll start with what Josh with the Manelli Wagner sent down to me. On the Juniper North to Sargent, that 1 mile, that come in at a cost of $253,000. No, we'll back up. Estimated cost of $253,011.64. This cost does not include any patching on that. They estimated that it would be approximately 206 ton of patching on that 1 mile of road on that. So, and we had previously talked about the from Juniper going back to the south that half mile on that in discussion. And at that time, the price for that half mile was $83,712.61 on that the mile and a half stretch of road. Once you get past Sargent Street there. So,
is that correct, 4 inches of asphaltic concrete?
Yes.
Doesn't that put us outside, or is that within our 3R standards then still?
Yes.
Okay.
We went on the last contract, we were going 3 to 4 inches on all that, okay, on that contract.
Galen, don't mean to, how much, you probably don't know till they get there, but how much were they going to mill? Do you know?
Yeah, the class one mill means that they can mill it. It's an adjustable mill.
Right.
It could be an inch, could be a half inch, could be 2 inches on a class one mill.
Okay.
So it just depends on when they get to mill and what they actually get.
Right.
and also, Josh had sent down an estimate on that 3 miles of Pickerel East, and his grand total.
Pickerel West, isn't
Pickerel
it?
Pickerel West, excuse me. His grand total was $722,717.20. And again, there was no patching included in this, and estimated patching would be 600 ton on this stretch of road on there. So, and then he was waiting on my Mike Kidball to get back to him, and that's why I included this other page. This was Tidball's response that he got back to him on the thing. And on the basically on the that mile going out north, he was fine with it. On that, he did make a couple small changes on that 3 miles of Pickerel West on there. So the total of that was just a little bit higher than what Manelli's was.
15,000.
Yeah, they came back at $737,091.60 is what Tidball came back with.
Galen, in on this, both of these have patching, and the county's responsible for doing that.
Yes.
Just for the material, what are we looking at?
Roughly.
Roughly.
I don't patching, and it depends on what we all do, decide what you all decide to do. It's going to be, our guy is just to get the what we have now approved. They're going to be pushing pretty hard just to get it, unless Pavers moves in later than what they said they might. So, let's see here.
Did you tell me, I think, approximately $60 a ton?
$65
or 60.
Is what the county usually has paid when we go up to Lincoln to get it a ton.
Okay.
And Pavers, in their original bid document, most of it was like $120 a ton.
Right.
So you can figure on that Pickerel West, that 600 ton is about $72,000 for patching. Pavers to do the patching. And on the other stretch, their 600 ton, it was at $65 a ton. It would be about $39,000 if the county does all the patching.
So, I mean, the first time you said 70,000 if Pavers did the patching, is that what you
72,000,
said?
72,000, yes, on that 600
but
ton.
But will the county have time to do that patching? I mean, I assume we're going to do it for basically half the price and use our employees.
We'll try to do everything that we can.
Yeah.
On that. So right now we're currently.
But you might have to bring somebody in if
they
we're not.
They might have to help.
Depending on when they're doing it and all that kind of stuff. How much time we got?
There was a question on Pickerel West about if a stretch was good enough yet to do this.
Yeah, we looked at that, and I call it slowly sinking down a little bit. And Mark said if we mill that clear down to the base, like we do a lot of places anyway, and then go back in and patch that back up, he thought that would be all right.
How wide would you have to mill that?
Oh, I'm trying to think. That one was probably 6 foot, 7 foot wide.
Would you be able to do that with your 18-inch head or whatever? Or so you just make multiple passes on that?
Yeah, multiple passes. It just takes a little bit longer. So.
How long a stretch is that?
I'm going to say probably 12, 15 foot.
Oh, so not...
It's not the whole mile.
Okay, I thought
but there is. You go for, say, 15, 20 foot, and then you might get in some good for a while, and then you go get another stretch. So you'll be jumping, milling, jumping, and patching.
Would that be worth renting, like, a five-foot head or a machine with a five-foot head on it, like the state uses? Or would the state work with us where they've got that 110-horse Positrac with that, I don't know if it's a 5 or 6 foot head on it that they can go 10 or 12 inches down with? I mean, do you ever work back and forth with them?
Not on overlays. I never have. So
would that be an option to try to borrow?
I would rather doubt it.
I would doubt it.
I know the state, they won't. They will not step foot. I worked on something for them once, and I just let the blade down and drug the drove in the driveway a little bit. I had hell to pay for that because I was not supposed to be using their equipment on private property.
Government entity, you'd think they'd... if we do this, let me talk to
I would.
I doubt it too, but it might be worth renting a machine for what it costs to rent a machine for you to make six passes versus one. Maybe we could mill all those in a day instead of... Because, I mean, that's going to be a lot of time for your guys.
And then we'll have to hire some truck power to get it back in there because we don't have enough truck power.
I was looking on these bids. So what Ted Ball put out and also what Josh put out, on the 1 mile he's got the SBR asphalt at $71 a ton. This second one, the 3 miles, he's got it. Josh put it in at $69 a ton. Mike changed that to $70.15. The original bid I'm looking at, I believe this is the original bid, is for $71. Any idea why that would be lower?
I have no idea.
Because, I mean, that's below their bid price. It was at $71, and Minnelli put it in at $69, and then they changed it to, Pavers changed it to $70.15.
One other question I have, just thinking about it, we approved 3-4 months ago that asphalt plant going in up on by Claytonia because they're going to do, I think, Pickerel North on 77 and overlay it. I mean, we have in the past, but I don't know if that's an option as far as for that patching. Is that an option to get material from them?
We can ask them to see if
they'll. I know.
Sometimes they do.
We've been able to do it in the past. I mean, it'd be logistics would be a lot closer than.
Yeah.
Is that a Werner plant?
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing Highway 8 also?
I'm not 100% sure.
I believe you're correct. Yes.
Down there someplace.
Yeah.
But you'll also, I don't know what type of mix they're going to be using, but the guy'd have to check on the type of mix they're going to be putting down here.
Well, the conversation was Monday again. Oil's going up. We had a good product. We've got the ability to extend the contract. There's pretty good potential the price will be going up per mile here. This would be a pretty good extension. Emily?
I think they were talking that the price per mile, roughly, at this point, even if they're accepting bids, is up $23,000 a mile.
In material.
They said that a lot of them aren't even accepting bids, so if they're accepting bids, that was the higher cost as of right now with the increased material.
And that asphalt's being placed at $71 a ton or $70.15. When you go to buy a ton of asphalt, you're probably paying more than that, aren't you?
Our patching use? Well, last year's price was $65 a ton. I haven't seen this year's.
So I mean, last year's was $65 a ton picked up. That's you trucking it down and everything. So this placed price is $6 more than we're picking it up for last year. That's them trucking it down, them placing it, them rolling it. I assume they probably run a profile of graph. I don't know. But any other discussion on adding this, I guess? We're looking at $1 million increase to the paving. We're allowed to work this into the next budget. This is another million on top of the, do you know the number on the last extension? It's approximately 5.6 miles was the last extension. This is the old one. This is the original.
Okay.
So these are original numbers yet.
Okay, so it was like a 2 or something, I thought.
Rough numbers if we're... rough numbers on the extension that we've already got going this year are $1.3 million. This would add approximately one, so we'd be looking at around $2 million. The way we would get to that would be road and bridge sinking, unencumbered funds, some inheritance, and some budgeting through next year's budget. What year are we in? 21. The 21-22 budget year. And we don't currently plan to cut back on armor coats or... in equipment purchase, we might. The sheriff might have to tighten the belt some. a lot of that traffic is actually patrol car traffic.
I'm going to get that downspout fixed.
I know it's a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
I know it's a little bit rough to get it all done, and I understand the like trying to make it work in the budget. So I think it's great that they're willing to let us do it in both budgets. But with the increased costs, and I don't see it going down anytime soon, and the fact that we're kind of at the edge or limit of Pickerel Road there without doing something, I think we need to try to make it work.
Mr. Juergens?
Also, just so everybody's aware, Galen put out traffic counts. I think picked them up last Tuesday. I think is when they were. Basically, the roads out north of Beatrice average anywhere from 300 to 450 vehicles per day. That's the counts. Pickerel West is 148. At the time when we asked Mark about it, he had stated that he would say that if you're building a new highway, if it's under 250 vehicles, you don't build it. But in this case, this is an existing one, okay? If we do nothing to it, I'm talking about Pickerel West now. If we do nothing to it, it will be, I don't know how many years we'll have, but it will not last. I know it's money. I don't like to spend any than anybody else, but in this case, these are all existing roads. My recommendation would be to do all the roads we looked at.
Make a motion to approve adding an additional half-mile overlay onto Pavers contract extension of the contract extension that was voted on December 30th, 2020 on Juniper to Hickory, past the curve going east, and also from Millington overlay on Pickerel West for 3 miles, beginning at Highway 77 for a total of approximately 4.5 miles.
Does that cover everything?
Moved by Lytle, second by Byers. I would ask everybody to be thinking about roads that can be turned back to gravel, though. I mean, there are going to be roads that shouldn't be paved that are paved. These are both highly used roads. Not all of them in the county that are paved are. But I kind of go along with what you guys think. We've got it. We don't want to let our infrastructure slip.
And as much as we don't like spending money, we've got to keep going forward. We can't just put things off and then have them all pile up on us later. And Terry made that point. And if we have things that we can do, like it or not, we can afford to do it, and let's do it.
Any additional discussion?
I think you either do it now or do it later and pay more later.
Or let it go altogether.
Well, yeah, and there's a cost to that, too.
Mr. Lytle?
Yeah, I still feel the same way I felt the whole time. But where they're giving us the opportunity to extend it out into the next budget, it works, and we can figure out the financing part of it, or the money part of it. So with that said, I think it's okay to go ahead and do it. Not a big fan of it. But if you go by the numbers that they've given us at this point, saving roughly $23,000 a mile, we're saving about enough to cover 1 mile. So by doing roughly nine miles, you're saving about $207,000 if you use their numbers. When they actually start bidding next year, I'll be curious to see if there is actually an increase or not. So,
Eric, one more comment. I know there's maintenance on hard-faced roads, but there's also a lot of material that goes on gravel roads, and we have a lot of county gravel roads in town. So with our increased cost in the materials that we're spending every year to keep the roads in shape, you have to consider that, too. It will have a one-time cost, but it will be little maintenance after that for many years. So,
good example of that was Hickory Road. You guys got that put through. Several of you were on the board when that went. I think Gary and Mr. Byers, Mr. Juergens, you guys were here when you did the original bond, or not the bond. You went within your budget and got Hickory Road paved. If I remember right, the cost per mile on that, and correct me if I'm wrong, Galen, annually was approximately $90,000 between material and blade work?
I wouldn't doubt that a bit.
I was thinking it was like 76 or 78, but 90, I mean, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Say 70 is a conservative number. And even with that amount of money and blade work, that road was subpar.
Yeah.
It could have been better. It was rough at times.
Just for everybody's information, on that particular road, we had two options. We could have went 7th inch depth or 9. And that one was built with 9-inch depth, knowing the truck traffic that
all
was going to be
trucks
in there. Yeah. Yeah.
My question is, when are you going to do Hickory East?
Hickory East, you got 4 more miles going west before you get
no,
east.
No.
Hickory East seems to be over-maintained right now. We're going to actually reallocate that blade to another part of the county. All right, if there's no more discussion on this, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Let's see here. As John would call these, I've got several, what do you call the sidebar conversations I need to have yet? But is there anything else for the good of the order?
What did you forget to put on the agenda, Don?
Well, I forgot to put the letter on. We could get to discuss that.
Is there something else?
Nothing I know of. Well,
got to be, doesn't there?
Well, yeah. There's these here that'll be on next meeting's agenda.
Yeah, just the fees report and the consent.
You got to get going, so we're gonna.
We finished up early for Mr. Byers. Well, if there's nothing else, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn at 9:26.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Haxby to adjourn at 9:26. Please vote. 7 in favor. Thank you all.
Yeah, wow.